Hey there, friend, and welcome to Courageous Radiance Podcast. My name is Brittany, and I'm thankful that you are here. This is a podcast place where women are equipped, encouraged, and anchored at the well of Jesus with our oneness with Jesus. We are anchored into Him. And that's our secret spot, y'all. That's our secret place where we thrive in spite of the circumstances that we're in. We thrive from going inward with God so that outward we radiate. And that requires a lot of courage to go against the grain, to exit this wide path of life, whatever the culture is doing for the 5 minutes that is doing it before it shifts again, to go inward into an inside out transformation with the Lord. So this is a podcast where I am your sideline cheerleader to go inside with Jesus, to slow down with Jesus. And I love the emotionally healthy discipleship. One of the axioms is being with Jesus before we're doing for Jesus. And that's so powerful, right? Where we can, if we're not careful, we can do great things with Jesus in mind. We can strive, this is me, you know, to serve, because I mean, serving for me is a cup filler, honestly. So if I'm not careful, then I will focus on the project or the task versus Jesus. Right? I'm doing it for Jesus, but then I lose my oneness. I lose my slowness. I lose my relationship with Jesus sometimes in my going for Jesus. So this is a podcast to just help really to equip you, whether you're in a busy, busy season, it's a monotonous season, it's a chaotic one. Listen, we open up God's word and we study it together. So I really wanted to, on the Facebook group, I mentioned that this month really wanted to focus on this theme of bracing yourself. And it was a big shift in my spirit hearing this podcast on the Crazy Love podcast by Francis Chan. And I'm totally doing what I heard. So this is not original to me, but it was so impactful for me. And one of the things in this podcast space or on the Courageous Radiance website is to share things that really help within my own walk. Like, this isn't something that I've just achieved and I'm just like gelling and doing it perfectly. No, it's because of who I'm anchored to. It's because of who I'm abiding inside, which is Jesus. But back on episode 151, I did, and some to follow, but the first you can find in episode 151 are the Blessed series. I did Matthew 5 back then, and it was very impactful for me, but I didn't actually read the whole passage of Matthew 5. And I certainly didn't go into Matthew 6 or 7. These have been different bits and pieces that I've talked about, but not one that I just read through the passage. And as the Crazy Love podcast had just aired a couple days ago, that just shifted me. Literally at the end of his message, Francis Chan just read Matthew. Well, he had his wife, Lisa, read Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Y'all, sitting with the Lord with that for me, guess what we about to do? We are going to read Matthew 5, 6, and 7, still with the idea of bracing ourselves. So we are bracing ourselves as women, as wives, as moms, for building our life, if we think of our lives as this house. So brace yourself for living on the rock and how to do that and to thrive in doing it. So if you've built your house, again, your life, on the rock, the storms will come. Trouble will try to bottom you out. And it's the anchoring, the substance beneath the house that keeps the house intact, right? So we, in my outward, I try to compensate for what God is like. If you would just rest in me, if you would just turn to me, God has always been in the business of doing more with less. And Francis Chan also talked about that using the story of Gideon. But what I really want to just do for the rest of the time is to talk about building our lives as women, as wives, as moms, to thrive because of where our house is built. And we're going to brace ourselves because we don't know what's going to come. I don't even want to say tomorrow. We don't know what's going to come this afternoon. We don't know what's going to come, you know, later tonight. We don't know. But we do know where we're building from, which is Jesus Christ. And y'all, I really pray, I know I say this a lot and I'm going to keep saying it, I really pray that this encourages you to go inward, to go to your secret space with God. And while that can be in your closet, as it's talked about, it can be anywhere. But your oneness with God is literally how you are going to be able to do this. It's going to be a Holy Spirit shift from the inside out. And I know, because I know it happened just a couple days ago with me, as well as it constantly happens, that when I shift my focus from my circumstances, good or bad, you know, just when I shift my vision there and don't drift, it's like a newness, a fresh light that shines into my life. And whether it's illuminating the light in a dark season of mine, or even in a great season of mine, it's illuminating my structure, my foundation. So I am going to read Matthew 5, 6, and 7. And I pray that you read this for yourself as well. While I love the Bible app, nothing, you know, the Bible app is great, but sometimes it's really helpful to just read, like turn pages, like get an actual physical Bible. So I do pray that you store this in your phone or get a Bible and you read this for yourself. And this is the NIV version that I'm reading from. So this is Jesus' longest sermon. It's verses 5 to chapters 5 to 7. But he's speaking to the crowd on, it's called the Sermon on the Mount. Now Jesus saw the crowds. He went up on the mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him and he began to teach them. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil things against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Therefore, anyone who sets aside one of the least of these commands and teaches others accordingly will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it is said to the people long ago, you shall not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to a brother or sister, raka, which is fool, is answerable to the court. And anyone who says, you fool, will be in danger of the fire of hell. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled to them. Then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while you are still together on the way, or your adversary may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard it said, you shall not commit adultery. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. It has been said, anyone who divorces his wife must give a certificate of divorce. But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, makes her the victim of adultery. And anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it is said to the people long ago, do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows you have made. But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all, either by heaven or for its God, for it is God's throne, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. You have heard that it is said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, love thy neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? If you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that. Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moss and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moss and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, for what you will eat or drink, or about your body. What you will wear is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the fields grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there's a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for the wide is the gate of broad and is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it, but small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few will find it. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by your fruit, you will recognize them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, Did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much, Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for sacrificing it all for us, God, us who so frequently go away from you, yet you continue to bestow grace and love and direction. Thank you so much, Jesus. We deserve nothing, and you have given us everything. Thank you for this word that we in the United States of America get to read freely. God, and for our brothers and sisters who are in countries that don't have that freedom, God, I just pray that you just continue to cause a revival as you already are in their hearts, and that their lives be radiant of hope. May we here have that, God. May we draw more near to you, Father God. Have this inward revival. God, help us. Help us as you frequently say, God, help us to have ears that hear. God, while you can do everything, and we trust that, and we believe that, the choice is ours. So I pray, Father God, for the sister on the other side that's listening to this, God, that she be encouraged, and that she draw near to you, that this challenge her, that this stretch her, and that she builds her life on you as the rock. In Jesus' name, amen.